I have done nothing wrong. We have orders to deliver you to Feldjäger Corps headquarters. The bar went even quieter, if that was possible. Reinhardt said nothing, then swallowed hard at the lump that squatted suddenly in his throat. Had Koenig betrayed him? Had Koenig been trying to get to him to warn him of this? What does the Feldjäger Corps want with me?
Ask someone who knows what we're talking about, said the lieutenant.
Get moving, Captain, and come with us. Only the Feldjäger Corps could speak like that, a junior officer ordering a senior one in that fashion. But whatever pride Reinhardt felt might have been hurt, he ignored it. He looked at his drink, imagined knocking it back, imagined wincing at its burn across his mouth. But he just stubbed out his cigarette and shrugged into his coat, hoping neither of the Feldjäger would wonder why a man sitting at a table alone would have two drinks in front of him. He picked his way carefully through the silent bar, between the tangle of legs and over puddles of cloth where greatcoats hung over the backs of chairs and spread grey skirts across the tiled floor. The two Feldjäger split to each side of the door, passing him through, their faces expressionless as they followed him under the dim glow of the entrance light and up a flight of stairs to the darkened streets and into a heavy, wet cold. Reinhardt's stomach rumbled and he ran his tongue around his mouth, all thickened and sticky, probing the gas.